This is WABF, and it's time now for Food for Thought, hosted by Elodia Arnold, Fairhope Living Magazine. And good morning, Elodia.
Good morning, Lori. I'm so glad to be here this beautiful Friday morning. What a gorgeous April Friday. I'm like, wow.
It's gorgeous.
I can't wait to get out in the yard later on. But today, I am here with Pam Williams, and Pam is the president of a local nonprofit, Fairhope Unite. And Pam, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm excited to talk a little bit about Fairhope Unite. It is a nonprofit, and
yes, you
have been involved since the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm, 2016.
All right, so fill us in a little bit, because originally it was Fairhope Sisters Unite. Mm-hmm. So tell me all about that. How did that, you know, come to be? And
well, that came about with five of us starting it off. It was actually Valerie Cheney's. She came and wanted to start this nonprofit organization. It was basically to come together with both communities, you know.
Now, for the people that are listening, fill us in on what, when we're talking about both communities, which communities are we talking about here specifically?
Like our black community and our white community. We wanted to bridge the gap and bring people together that wouldn't normally come together. We wanted to, you know, let everybody know that we are one. Okay. And so our main thing was to come together, have things together. We started at and I forgot the address, but it's right here on the corner of Section Street.
Okay.
There was a building that was right there. Once mm-hmm. upon a time, it used to be a store with, you know, gas station or whatever. And then the owner sold the property. And then it, you know, was started up. Then it started being something else. And about 2016, we came together and we ended up getting it, our organization. We rented it for, I think, about 2 years. And
okay.
we began to have things there to again bridge the gap, so the black community and the white community come together. And we did that. And then, you know, the guy had wanted to tear the building down, so, you know, then COVID came mm-hmm. and all that. But
tell me about the events that you guys had there. And I know, if I recall, there the building that you had had this beautiful mural.
Yes.
That was painted by a local youth.
Yes. Uh-huh. We had a guy named Jamie Sledge, and he's a very good artist, young artist. I think that might have been his very first big project that he did. And what he did, he painted the pier. And in the middle of the pier, you know, the Fairhope Pier, and in the middle of the pier, he had Hope on there. And everybody, as he was painting, a lot of people would come. It drew a lot of attention to that place. And everybody would come and they would watch him. And then when the mirror was done, it was very beautiful. We all took pictures. Other people would come and take pictures. And it really drew both communities together. And we would have fish fries and we would have bingo. We would just have different projects there that would bring people together.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. So the building eventually sold, though.
Yeah, they did.
And what happened from there?
And from there, we just started doing little projects. We got in with the Fairhope Police Department. And,
okay.
you know, every year they give out school supplies. So
yes.
Fairhope Sisters Unite was a part of that. Even, you know, when they call us to this day, we still go and do that. But then once COVID hit, everything kind of just died down.
Of course.
So this is where we are now.
Exactly. So you and I met back in January,
mm-hmm.
and you were interested in bringing Fairhope Sisters Unite back to life. You had been carrying the torch pretty much by yourself and needed just some new life. And I was very, you know, just thrilled to get to meet you, because I have a similar, you know, vision mm-hmm. and mission as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you had Suzanne
yes.
Fontaine Godwin as well. And then Clarice Hall
yes.
Black, who you've mm-hmm. been talking with as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
bring us up to speed. What has happened since January? And what are the plans for the future for Fairhope Unite?
Well, Susan and I have always kept in contact. And there was another young lady Amisha Bush, but then when she started, you know, she started her own business, so that kind of fell off. And but Susan would call, we would still keep in contact, we would meet every week, and we discussed about getting back up and running. Clarice would call me, and so we came together, and that's when I met you, and they was like, you know, we have another young lady, mm-hmm. Elodia, you know, she's excited about it. And so the future for us holds that we want to get back out here, we want to get started. We will be having a fish fry on the 30th of this month. It's called our kickoff to, I would probably put it as, to begin again, mm-hmm. you know, and to relaunch and to let everybody know that we're trying to get back out here to bring the communities together again.
Okay. So let's share with everyone what the mission and the vision is of Fairhope Unite. Do you want to read that for the listeners?
Our mission is ensuring people of all ethnicities, faith, and walks of are welcomed in Fairhope. Now, our vision says to serve as a catalyst to unite people of all ethnicities, ages, faith, and walks of life, to provide ways for people to fellowship through community gatherings, events, and projects in order to foster enjoyable relationships, bring people together, allow conversations to flow, friendships to form, and to unite and emerge. And our leaders are Clarice Hall Black. She's the executive director, Pamela Williams, president, Elodia Arnold, vice president, Susan Fountain Gotwin, treasurer. And if you need any more information, you can contact me, Pamela Williams, at 251-391-6913.
So Fairhope Unite will relaunch on April 30th with a fish fry, and that's going to be held at the Anna T. Jean School.
Yes.
Okay.
It's at the corner of Section Street.
Section Street and Twin Beach, mm-hmm. Road. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with the Anna T. Jean School, Anna T. Jean's was a Quaker who in the early 1900s, mm-hmm. she donated her entire estate to mm-hmm. establish schools for the black children in the South. I'm not sure of the exact number of schools that were established, but it was a good number.
Yeah.
And the only school that was named after her mm-hmm. was the school in Fairhope. Mm-hmm. And that was located right there at the corner of Twin Beach and Section Street. Mm-hmm. And that was the black children's school for, you know, until until the 50s.
So it's the site where the school building is empty, but you'll be doing the fish fry. There's a lot of green space mm-hmm. to have that activity.
Yep. There's plenty of green space there, and it is actually available for the community to have events such as this. A lot of people just aren't aware of that. Hmm. And so at the fish fry, we'll be letting people know about that. They're also will have a chance to learn about the District 8 zoning and what mm-hmm. that will mean for them and their family and how they can get involved with that.
Yes.
Clarice will be speaking about that. Mm-hmm. We'll have live music as well as family games. Mm-hmm. And it'll be 11 to 1 on April 30th.
Yes, and we'll have a sign-up sheet for anybody that wants to get involved.
Absolutely, yes. So. Yeah. And we will be doing a pre-selling on the fish dinners, as well as you'll be able to buy the day of. So you'll be able to go to our Facebook page at Fairhope Unite.
Yes.
In order to purchase the pre-sales.
And you can pre-order for 10, and the day of it will be 12.
Yes. And what will the dinners include?
They will include, it will be fish, we'll have fried fish, we will have baked beans, and we will have coleslaw, white bread, drink, or water.
Exactly. And that'll be April 30th. So I'm excited about this.
Yes, well, yes.
So Pam, the other thing that reason I connected with you and was able to give y'all a home had a lot to do with the Hope community.
Yes.
And I know the Hope community formed out of Fairhope Sisters Unite.
They did. They formed out of, and that's where their name came from, because our mural had said Hope. And so they formed a community based on that called the Hope Community off of Fairhope Sisters Unite.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of a project that I've been working on is the Fairhope Living Center, mm-hmm. and Fairhope Unite has a home there.
So yes,
that you guys will be able to operate out of there, and the Fairhope Living Center is going to be located at 906 Nichols Avenue, right next to the Fairhope Brewery. So we'll be sharing the courtyard with the brewery.
Yes,
and I'm excited about that. Fairhope Living Center is going to be a soft opening on Tuesday of this week. And our mission is to provide a space for the creative entrepreneur to connect with other entrepreneurs in order to flourish and thrive while building their businesses. Our vision is the Fairhope Living Center is a shared workspace for local and traveling entrepreneurs in the Fairhope area. We offer private and shared meeting spaces that are available to the general public by the hour on a pay-as-you-go basis with no strings attached. So for your general information, the Fairhope Living Center will be open to the general public Monday through Thursday from 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. By offering these hours, we support and promote a four-day work week. The Fairhope Living Center will be available Friday to Sunday to its private members for use. All spaces will be reserved in advance. We'll have an online calendaring system, and they will be first-come, first-served basis. So, and our prices will be very reasonable. The Hive office, which will have three desks in it, you'll be able to reserve the desk for $10 per hour. So you'll have a designated desk with a private printer, as well as access to Wi-Fi and a coffee bar. The executive office, you'll be able to reserve for $20 per hour. It'll have a small conference table with seating for four, a private desk, a private printer, and then you can reserve the executive office from 1 to 4 hour increments. And then our production room, which is a larger area, we have, it includes access to a large table with seating for up to eight, with a smart television and private printer access. And then all spaces, like I said, have high-speed internet, a coffee bar, and break room access.
Yes.
So that is the Fairhope Living Center. Yes. And I'm excited to get that up and going.
Yes.
And would you repeat again how folks can contact you to look into those rentals and reservations?
Absolutely. So starting on Tuesday, they will be able to go to fairhopelivingcenter.com to be able to reserve and find out more information about that. They can call us at our obviously at 251-414-6282, and they can stop in at our location, which is 906 Nichols Avenue, as well as check out our Facebook page. And all of that will be open and up and running on this coming Tuesday, which is very exciting.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
So, Pam, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's going to be an exciting time in the future, for sure.
Yes, yes.
I'm looking for my Fairhope Living magazine in the mail. Can you give us a sneak preview of the April edition?
It should be in your mailbox today.
Oh, good.
If it wasn't there yesterday. I received the samples yesterday. So, and our cover photo is Donnie Barrett. I don't know if... I know everybody knows Donnie, but so the reason we chose Donnie for this particular issue is of the tea farm, right? So we wanted to just give him a little shout out. And April also, as many of you know, it is actually the National Library Month. And this week is the National Library Week. So it's very fitting. Our theme is all about reading. So the stories are all about individuals that have had a lot to do with reading in Fairhope. So Fairhope has a great writing community. There's a beautiful story about Martin Leno, giving a little overview of his career and talking about him.
I haven't heard his name in a while, nor seen him probably in a couple of years. Yesterday he walked by on the sidewalk and came in and visited and saw the studios, and then you brought him up.
That's absolutely cool. Well, Martin's a fascinating man, if you guys don't know him. He is a... he's a rare book dealer, and he had the Over the Transom bookshop, and it just amazing books that man. He's just so fascinating.
Does he still do rare books?
He does. He's still, yes, absolutely. He has stepped down. He's no longer with the library. He was president of the library for a very long time, but he has stepped down from that and retired in that area, but he's still doing the books. And then we have a great article about the Everblue Artist Camp. So Everblue is done by Donna Savage, and she brings in actors, and it's a very high level acting camp. that she has. So there's a story about that. Absolutely. As well as our new community events page, where we have a list of all the events that are happening. And that is going to run from the 10th of the month through the 10th of the month. So because the magazine comes out usually around the 5th, between the 5th and the 10th,
okay.
I'm covering events from the 10th of April through the 10th of May.
Okay.
And the May issue will pick up with the 10th of May through the 10th of June. So, yes, there's a lot of other really great articles in the April issue.
You're listening to Food for Thought, hosted by Elodia Arnold, Fairhope Living Magazine, here on WABF. For those that don't receive the magazine, it's available online.
That's right. They can go to fairhopelivingmagazine.com and see the digital version online.
fairhopelivingmagazine.com. You even, I know you call it For Fairhope by Fairhopians.
That's right.
Folks can submit. What type of submissions are you looking for?
We love story ideas. They can submit their own story up to 500 words along with a couple of pictures. But our goal is to connect old Fairhope with new Fairhope. So we want stories about the history. We want stories about the residents that are living here now.
Yeah.
Why did you come to Fairhope? You know, what brought you here? And then what is Fairhope Living to you? What does that mean to you? Give me, Pam, what does Fairhope Living mean to you?
Fairhope Living means to me, I love Fairhope. I love our city, and I love the quietness. So, and just to be able to walk around in Fairhope is very beautiful. And to be able to just walk and see the beauty of Fairhope, I mean, that's enough to stay in Fairhope enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then crime rate, very nothing.
It's minimal.
Nothing. Yes. And again, when you're talking about Fairhope Living in the crime rate, Fairhope is a very beautiful place to bring your children up in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, so to me, there's nothing like living in Fairhope.
Lori, what is Fairhope Living to you?
Oh, well, I'll give you a great snapshot. This has been several years ago, but it's one of my favorite memories because I took my car to Rambo's gas station, which is just literally two blocks from my house. I took the stroller out of the car, took my toddler and put him in the stroller. We walked to the K1 Center, picked up my other son. We strolled downtown, had ice cream, got their haircuts, and just enjoyed the beauty of the day. Mm-hmm. Strolled back to Rambo's, where my car was then ready, and went home.
Wow. Okay.
And that's just an idyllic scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. Wow. Oh, so we will be starting, I want people to tell us, what does Fairhope Living mean to you? So that's something that we're going to be looking for in the future.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
also heavily involved with the American Legion Post 199. Would you like to give us a hint of what you're doing there?
Sure, absolutely. So very exciting news. Finally, yesterday, we got to see the picture of the new building and what that's going to look like.
Oh.
Yes. It's so exciting. But I didn't get to see that until 4:30, so I planned on Lori having you a whole media packet, but that just didn't happen. So it's not on this picture. Oh.
Mm.
Okay, it's amazing. Then they really are actually going to make the building look like it originally looked.
Mm.
So Rebecca Bryant with Watershed has developed just this outstanding plan. They're going to expand a little bit on the building and bring it out just a little bit further.
Mm.
But it's going to have the open porches like it originally did. So it's just very exciting. So obviously, you know, it's going to take quite a bit of funds to be able to make this happen. They do have some funding already in place, which is great. But in order to bring awareness, I have put together a summer concert series for the American Legion.
Mm.
And that is going to kick off on May 8th. Which is Mother's Day. We'll do a reveal for the entire community, and anyone that wants to attend can.
Oh.
We're going to have Rondell and the Kit Kats play, along with Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers band.
Fun.
Okay.
So that's going to be a fun Mother's Day afternoon down at the Legion.
Oh, yeah.
And then the actual summer concert series will kick off on May 22nd, with Grace and Caps.
Mm.
And then the following Sunday, which is Memorial Weekend, we'll have the Tip Tops playing. Okay. Followed by the East LA Fadeaway playing on Memorial Day itself. The following weekend is June 5th, and that's a special weekend where we're going to celebrate and honor our female veterans. So we have the Crickets playing, opening by Molly Thomas and Rick Hirsch. Then on Father's Day, June 17th, we have the Leavin' Brothers, opened by Jerry, which is another great local band. And then on Independence Weekend, we'll have the Groovinators on Saturday, the Marlowe Boys and Modern El Dorados on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And then on 4th of July, which is on a Monday this year, we will have East LA Fadeaway will be back. Then on July 24th, it's our College Reunion Days 1. So we'll have the band Telluride, which was a big hit back in the late 80s and early 90s. Yes. So that's College Reunion Days 1. Okay. And they're going to be opened by the Rock Bottom Trio.
Okay.
Then on August 7th, we've got a great band coming down from Nashville. They're up and coming. Their name is the Flying Buffaloes.
Oh, interesting.
So they're going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then Molly Thomas and the Rarebirds will open for them. August 21st is going to be our College Reunion Days 1. I mean, two College Reunion. So this is my college days, all right? So when I was college age, the Rollin' in the Hay was the big band.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rollin' in the Hay is going to play on August 21st, opened by the Ramblin' Roses, which is a Grateful Dead cover band.
Wow.
Headed by Matt Myrick, Carl Langley, Zach Cirkey, and John Kruller play in that band, and they are phenomenal. Mm. So that'll
Can't
be
wait
August.
To hear all of this.
That's going to be great.
Yes.
And then we're going to wrap it all up on Labor Day weekend. Yes, on Sunday we will have another Nashville recording artist coming down. His name's Jake Hoot. He's had a single released with Kelly Clarkson. And then Modern El Dorados are going to open for him. And then on Monday, Labor Day, we will end the entire season with a local favorite band, the Red Clay Strays, with Rebecca Berry opening for the Strays.
Wow.
And that is the summer concert series for the American Legion. So we will be selling 199 Friend of the Legion passes, and they will cost $199. So it's post 199, so we're going to sell 199 Friend of the Post. And what that will get you is a pass to all of the shows for the entire season, along with a special towel and a special hat and koozie to go along with that. So
that sounds wonderful.
And then there will be regular general admission tickets.
Okay.
Because it is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
So the Legion, they will continue to have their regular Sunday music, but these particular events are a little above and beyond and special.
So. More of a special event. Yeah, because now they're doing live music on Thursday nights on at the Tiki Bar stage.
Yes.
And on Sunday afternoons, I know, maybe Saturday too.
Then we stopped down there yesterday, and there is this guy they have play, and I cannot remember his name, but he's got blue hair, and he's young, and he is fantastic. Mm. I love listening to his voice. He is just great.
Wow.
So check them out. They need all the support that they can get.
Brett LeGrave?
Yes, yes. He's great.
I'm looking at their Facebook page now. If you haven't already, like the American Legion post 199 on Facebook.
Yep, so. And they do have a new manager down there. I'll give a shout out to Kelly. She is doing a fantastic job. I believe her name is Kelly Lucas.
Okay, and they're hiring a cook and a prep cook.
Yes.
They've recently announced that. So if anyone's looking for a fun part-time, full-time type job, cooking and prep cooking, contact the American Legion post 199 as well.
Absolutely. Wow. Yep. Because you can't beat being right down there on the water.
Yep. 700 South Mobile Street.
Yep. All right. Wow. Well, yes. So that's everything we have going on this week. I mean, that's a lot.
Yes,
Fairhope
it is.
Unite, awesome. Fairhope Living Center, and the Fairhope Summer Concert Series.
She reminds me of myself about 25 years ago. Thank you, Elodia. You're doing a fantastic job.
Lori, thank you. You know, I love working with you, Lori, and I appreciate all the advice that you are giving me. I think we have a lot to learn from each other, you know?
Yes,
and
exactly.
I know for sure I need my elders.
Yes.
You know, I need my neighbors.
Yes, Lord.
And I hope that, you know, you guys feel the same.
Well, it just makes me smile because we were involved with American Legion back when the first beach concert was on a flatbed truck.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone donated a flatbed.
Wow.
And we went on to build the stage and the tiki bar and...
That's right. It's the Robert Left stage.
Mike Left.
Mike Left, my late husband. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. My son's name, Robert.
Oh,
he was the Auburn football player.
I knew I had a Robert associated with you.
Yeah. So to this day, it's the Mike Left Memorial Stage.
Wow.
It's still labeled. And that's my late husband who passed away 15 years ago.
Oh.
So... It makes my heart
Amazing.
Smile to see all of this continue
yes.
and for you to be invested
yes.
so highly in
yes.
it personally.
Yep, absolutely.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, Lori, and I will see you next week. Well, and talk with you next week,
thank
I'm sure.
you. You've been listening to Food for Thought, hosted by Elodia Arnold with Fairhope Living Magazine and Fairhope Unite.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WABF. Now resuming our regular programming. If you missed part of the show or you want to tell a friend, you'll be able to listen to it later at WABF1480.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.